Lord of Mountains, A Novel of the Change by S. M. Sterling. Narrated by Todd McLaren. Copyright 2012 by S. M. Sterling. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with S. M. Sterling and Scoville Galen Gosch Literary Agency and was produced in the year 2012 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Prologue. The High King's Host. Horse Heaven Hills, formerly South Central Washington. High Kingdom of Montevall, formerly Western North America. October 28th, change year 25, 2023 AD.
"He is coming,"
Rudy whispered again. Then he shook himself and let his hand fall from the crystal pommel of the sword. His helmet was already slung from the high pommel of the war saddle, and the wind cuffed at his long red-blonde hair, giving an illusion of coolness as it dried the sweat bred in the rage and heat of battle.
"Where? When?"
Matilda said sharply, her strong-featured face frowning a little under the raised visor of her own sallet. It was a bright autumn noon, and the rolling hills showed a ghostly tinge of green under their summer's cloak of golden sun-dried grass. The first of the autumn rains had already fallen. It would have been a fair day, except for the thick drifts of dead men and horses on and around the hill where his rear guard had made their stand. Most of them were enemy. Horse archers from the wilds of Montana, men of the Church Universal and Triumphant. But more than enough.